The topic is Unveiling 11 Proven Secrets of Focus for Unstoppable Success. That's the law of focus. You know, to achieve good success in life, there are several laws. You can't just do one thing and think you've done everything. There are many things to be done at the same time. Like I earlier said, someone asked Bishop Oyedepo for maybe the secret of success in ministry. Just said, oh, in a nutshell, can you tell us the secret of success? And he said, no, there are many naughty shells. There are many stubborn shells to crack. So the same way in achieving good success in life, not just any kind of success, good success, there are many things to do. And today we are looking at the law of focus. Focus and balance are some of the most difficult virtues for Christians to maintain in life. Either one person is praying too much or another person is not praying enough. Someone is reading the Bible alone and doesn't want to read any other book. No, we are always tempted to be in one extreme or the other. So what is focus? Focus and vision cannot really be separated. They are always together. And focus is the tool for achieving visions. We must understand that. Because life is full of many good tasks that require being done. Many things require your attention. Focus is what enhances your ability to keep doing the right thing. For example, at the same time you want to wash clothes, same time you also feel like watching a movie, you also feel like reading a book, but you must just do one thing at a time. That is when you can actually achieve good success in that thing you are focused in doing in life. So to achieve focus, there are so many things to do. But before then, let's understand the rewards of focus. Focus is the sharpening tool that keeps vision from being blurry. Some people have lost their visions. They can't really see what they saw when they started. Some people started out in business and maybe in just 6 months, they really don't know what they want to do again. They've lost focus. Some people started in career in, you know, they want to achieve a particular feat in that career. But because some challenges came, they lost their focus. But focus is the sharpening tool that keeps vision from being blurry. Without focus, life will be an adventure of frustration. Not just in frustration, the adventure itself will be an adventure of frustration. Vision is what determines your direction, but focus keeps you on track. It prevents you from being here and there, but helps to keep you in the ordained place. Focus is what helps you to keep doing the same thing that you're supposed to do. When I look at many of the fathers of the faith, they've been doing the same thing for more than 50 years, and they are still doing the same thing. It is nothing but focus. What are the rewards of focus? Mastery and expertise. If you want to be a master in anything in life, it requires focus. And focus is the pathway to expertise. It is continuous focus that brings mastery in life's endeavors. If you are really convinced about doing anything in life, business, ministry, until you do it for minimum of 1 year, I can say the person is still not serious. It is after you've done it for 1 year, you can say, oh, yes, I'm beginning to understand this thing. So in life, you must understand that to achieve mastery or expertise in anything, you actually need focus. Wealth and respect is another reward of focus. That's number two reward of focus, wealth and respect. If you want to be wealthy and if you want to achieve, get respect and earn respect from people, you need to be focused in what you have been ordained to do. Achievement of vision and purpose, that's the third reward of focus. If you want to achieve your vision and purpose in life, you need to be focused on doing the same thing over and over again. Number four, creativity and innovation. Creativity and innovation. Thomas Edison was said to have tried about 1,000 times before he was able to invent the light bulb. I'm not sure how true that is, but it's obvious that before you can achieve an innovation or creativity, you need to try over and over and over again. If you see any artist painting an artwork, it is several thousands, probably millions of strokes that brings out that perfect masterpiece that you see. The same thing in your life and in business. To achieve creativity and innovation, you need to do whatever you are called to do over and over again. You must understand that. And the reward from doing the same thing over and over again is creativity and innovation. And number five, we are going to just look at 5 points today. The fifth point is clearer and expanded vision. the vision you have doesn't have a limit. Like Bishop Oyedepo normally says that there is no ceiling on anyone's life. The more you work at it, the more you obey God, the more you do what is required of you, the more the vision becomes expanded. Maybe your vision is to be the biggest business person in Nigeria. I can tell you along the line, the vision is going to increase to become the business person in Africa, and later the greatest business person in the whole world. It's just going to become bigger and bigger and bigger. No matter the level you have attained in life, there is something bigger at the end of the tunnel. So we must know that when you are focused, the vision becomes bigger and expanded. What are the dangers of distractions? Number one enemy of focus is distraction. Mike Murdock says that the greatest reason why men become poor is distraction, loss of focus. And that is why men become poor, and I believe it. What are the dangers of distractions? Number one, loss of rewards. The Bible says in Matthew 24:13 that he that endures to the end will be saved. Being a child of God, you know, starting for a few months, a few days, a few years, will not get you to the kingdom of God. It is continuing to the end. And in this case, you don't even know the end until Jesus comes, or you leave the world before he comes. So if you lose your focus, there is a loss of rewards, not only in the kingdom of God, but even in life, business, and career. There will be a loss of rewards, and you will not lose your rewards in Jesus' name. Loss of God's kingdom, Revelation 3:16. We tend to lose the kingdom of God and the benefits of the kingdom. Jesus says that whoever is neither cold nor hot will be spewed out of his mouth. He said he will spew the person out. So if you don't want to lose God's kingdom, you need to be focused at doing what God has commanded. Being focused at working in righteousness and doing the commands of God. Then the third danger of distraction is blurred vision. The vision becomes blurred. What you used to see clearly and you are very sure of, because you are distracted and doing something else, the vision becomes blurry and you begin to wonder, what did I see? Did I really see well? So that is one of the dangers. Then number four, confusion. Confusion is one of the dangers of distraction. When you become distracted and you begin to do several things instead of focusing on one thing that you have been called to do or the task you want to achieve, you become confused. You may even find yourself starting over and over again. For example, if you want to write a book, or you want to answer a question, or you are reading a book or something, if you find yourself doing something else, by the time you come back to that book or what you were doing, you may find yourself starting all over again. And, oh, I've read this part. Oh, I read this part before. Why? Because you were distracted. It brings confusion. So avoid distractions in life. Number five, delays. It brings delays. Distraction brings delays. Number six, we've already touched that, loss of God's kingdom. Jesus says, whoever is not hot nor cold will be spewed out of his mouth. Number seven, impatience and being touchy. I'm going to touch on this very well. If you are distracted, it brings a lot of impatience. I've seen that in my life over and over again. For example, if I want to achieve a task and you keep having distractions around you, somebody calling you, somebody trying to get your attention here and there, you end up being touchy and angry with everyone. So if you have to achieve a task that is very important in life, you may want to find a way to avoid distractions or going to a place where you won't have a lot of distractions, because you may end up being impatient and being touchy and being angry with everyone around you. Why? Because you are distracted. And the last point for distraction today is frustration. Frustration. If someone is distracted, it brings frustration and may even lead to suicidal thoughts. When you can't focus on what you are called to do, there is nothing that brings distraction more than that, because God designed you for a purpose. He wants you to achieve a particular thing. That's how he designed your life. So if you are getting distracted here and there and you don't do anything about it, frustration is the result. I decree that every frustration around your life is destroyed in Jesus' name. So what areas in life should we focus, should we enhance our focus in? Number one, prayer. Jesus at Gethsemane was praying the same thing over and over again. That is nothing but focus. Until he was able to hear God, until he was able to know what he was supposed to do, he kept praying and praying. If you are praying, you need focus. You need to focus on that thing until you get an answer from God. So areas of focus, Number one, prayer. Number two, actions. If you look at the banner we did for this program, you will see a hammer trying to drive down a nail. That is the best way I think you can explain focus. When you put a nail on a wood and you want to drive it in, you need to hit over and over again. It is not the first blow that drives the nail in. It is the first one, the second one, the third one, and the last one. Everything combined together. That is what drives nails in wood. If you want to achieve anything in life, you must understand that action is what brings results. So you must do that thing and keep doing it over and over again before you can see the results. So number three, where should a child of God be focused? Keep your focus in evangelism. I know many of us have started evangelism at one point or the other, and so many people gave up along the line. So you need to get back in that focus. Number four, in your business, you need to be focused. Don't sell banana today and tomorrow you're already selling yam, except you have a supermarket. And if you have a supermarket, then be focused on your supermarket, on growing your supermarket. But focus is the only way to achieve success in anything in life. Without focus, frustration is what comes. Number five, personal development. Don't start developing yourself and give up along the line. No, it is what you need to do over and over again. We're going to just touch on those five areas of focus today and jump quickly to how to master focus. That is where our focus is today. How do I master focus? How do I become a focused person? Distraction is one of the enemies that we fight against over and over again in our life. So how do I master focus? You don't know what you don't learn. And if you don't know it, then you lack it. If you lack it, you suffer for it. I'm going to repeat that again. You don't know what you don't learn. If you don't know it, then you lack it. And if you lack it, you suffer for it. We need to learn how to focus. The reason many of us are not focused in life or in whatever we want to achieve is because we didn't learn how to focus. So how do I master focus? How do I focus in what I want to achieve? How do I avoid distractions? Number one, get your vision right. Without a clear vision, there is nothing to pursue. And that's frustration in disguise. So number one, you need to be sure of what you are actually chasing. If you are chasing nothing, then there is nothing to be focused on. So that's number one. Get your vision right. Number two, be busy working on your plans. Busyness is a virtue when you want to achieve your vision. If you are not busy at it, if you are just, you know, trying to spend 8 hours on anything, then the person is still joking. Like somebody said, he said, if you want to earn a living, then spend 8 hours at doing anything. But if you want to have results, if you really want to be the one everybody refers to in your area of calling, then be planning to spend 10 hours, 16 hours, 20 hours per day on that thing. That is the only way. It is hard work. So you need to be busy on your plans. When you are busy on your plans and people see you busy, it is even difficult for people to call you to do, the things that are not relevant to your life. The pursuit of purpose is what can keep you going without tiredness. If you are really pursuing your focus, then tiredness will run away from you. But if you are not doing what you are called to do, then you can be tired easily. Number three, expect distractions and neglect them. This is very important. Distractions will definitely come your way, but you need to know how to respond to every distraction. Number one, there are many distractions in your life that deserve no response. You need to understand that. There are many things and many people who want to distract you. You are trying to achieve your business. You are trying to, you know, serve God diligently, and people will distract you. Many of them just keep quiet. Just say, God bless you, and walk your way. For example, in evangelism, is one of the ways to learn focus. You are sharing tracts. Somebody will look at you and just abuse you. What are you sharing? I can't even see it in your life. Just tell them, God bless you, and keep sharing. The same thing in your business. Somebody is saying, so do you think this business can really grow? Say, okay, don't worry, it will grow. Or don't even answer. One of the best ways, like people say, is the best answer to a fool is to keep quiet. So sometimes many people are foolish when it comes to your purpose. And I'm not trying to be abusive here. I'm just trying to tell you that they are foolish because they don't understand what you want to do. And that's the definition of foolishness. When somebody is ignorant and doesn't understand what you're doing, then he doesn't have wisdom in that area. So the best thing is just to keep quiet. Many of them deserve no response. You may have to fight to keep your focus, but don't confuse fighting with building. They are not the same. Go and read the story of Nehemiah. Nehemiah 6. Just read everything. That guy was distracted close to about 7 times. He mentioned that they were repeating the same kind of distraction 4 times. And he was also answering them the same thing. So sometimes you need to fight. Because he felt they were going to attack them while trying to build the wall, he said all his guys should hold their sword, but they should keep building. Don't start fighting the enemy when you are supposed to build. Know the difference. The fighting is to keep you building. It is not the focus. So that's it. Expect distractions and neglect them. That's number 3. Then number 4, deal with stubborn distractions, but don't turn them to your ministry. I just mentioned it. That's number 4. Deal with stubborn distractions. There are some distractions that need to be dealt with. I mean, appropriately. Some people need your response. The Bible says, it's a very funny verse. It says, don't answer a fool so that he thinks he's wise. Then answer him so that he will not think he's wise. So there are some people you need to answer and tell them, excuse me, I don't want to hear that from you again. Sometimes you need to tell some people, don't do that to me again. You need to check the episode on saying no and making the right decision. Let's just check that. So deal with stubborn distractions, but don't turn them to your ministry. Number 5, expect and get used to long hours of work because focus is time demanding for resource to be guaranteed. If you are still trying to achieve your focus and you only spend 1 hour, 2 hours, and you think you're achieving it, then the person is joking. You need several hours of work, of hard work, to achieve it. So it's almost the same with number 2 that says be busy, but this one is telling you that long hours of work, that is the only way. Number 6, understand times and seasons because they determine the harvest timetable of focus. There are times and seasons for everything you want to achieve. If you miss your timing, if you miss the season, focus may be difficult. For example, if you're a farmer and you miss your timing of planting corn, you may just miss it for that year. There is nothing to even be focused on again if you miss that timing. So we need to understand times and seasons. There are some seasons in life that demand probably 20 hours of work. For example, if you are just building a business, that's the time to be everything in that business. You are the secretary, you are the artist, you are the graphic designer, you are the one who is the CEO, you pick all the calls. That's the season in life. That's the season why starting your business. And you must know how to maximize it. You must know that timetable. Then there's a season where you outgrow that stage. And okay, you now have a secretary, or probably secretaries, you have different things that you can deal with. You must know that that season is coming. But before you get there, do what is required. And when you get to that season, also focus. There is a season for everything. Understand times and seasons. And number 7, get acquainted with how long the vision may take. Find out from the past achievers of the same feat. If you don't know how long a journey will take, you may get tired on the way. For example, if I don't know that traveling from here to US may take me several hours, I may just be asking, have I been kidnapped? Has this plane been abducted by terrorists? If I felt it's just 1 hour. So you need to understand how long it takes. If, for example, you want to build the biggest church in the world, who do you ask? Ask Bishop Oyedepo. Ask Pastor Iyadeboye. Ask all those people. Those are the people that need to be asked questions. So you need to ask these people questions. How long? You don't even have to ask them. All you need to do is look at their lives. Go and find out, when did they start? How long did it take them to get to a stage? How long did it take them to get to another stage? Check how long it takes. That is the only way to keep your focus. If you know that what you want to achieve takes like 10 years, then there is no point being tired when it's just 1 year. You know that you still have a long way to go. So that is one way to achieve focus in life. Then number 8, unclog your life and environment. You need to unclog your life. What does it mean to unclog? If you have a toilet, a WC, and you flush and it's not going, what do? You unclog it. You clear the drains. You make sure it can flow out. So the same way it applies to your vision and purpose in life. Unclog your life. Remove everything that doesn't add to your life. That is how to achieve focus. Do away with friends that distract you. you want to be a Christian, you want to serve God with all your heart, and you have a friend always inviting you to the club, what do? Cut him off. There's no need to be nice in that area. Just cut him off. You have told him, I've changed my life, this is what I want to do, and he keeps distracting you. Cut him off. The same thing in business. You've said, I'm trying to do my business. Somebody said, no, go and look for a job. And he keeps telling you, go and look for a job every day. What do? Find a way to disconnect. That is the only way. For example, if you want to focus at a task, why is your phone on beside you? You may keep it in silence mode. You can call that person later. That person is calling you because he has the time. So you are not an emergency worker. So you don't need your phone on all the time. If your business does not depend on it, of course. So unclog your life and environment. You may have to make your table clean, because if you see many papers on your table, it can distract you. So unclog your life and environment. Stop paying for the things you don't need. Switch your TV off. Stop subscribing to satellite TV because they distract you. It's not compulsory, but I'm just saying that if you find out that these things distract you and you're always tempted to keep watching and watching, then subscribe. It's not your business. You're not gaining from them. So why do you have to keep that up? So unsubscribe from, all those Netflix, whatever. If they distract you, you don't have to subscribe. You can just take them away from, maybe temporarily or even permanently. Take temptations away from your life. Number 9, plan your moments and program your time. This is so, so important. We have an episode dedicated to this. Plan your moments and program your time. There's a difference between planning and programming. Planning is what keeps your life in order. Programming is what tells you what to do per time. For example, programming is what tells you from 7 to 8, I'm going to do this. From 6 to 7 in the morning, I'm praying. From so, I'm going to see a client. I'm going to respond to emails. I'm going to pick calls. These are the things that tell you what to do per time. If you really want to maintain focus, there is no other way than to plan. If you don't plan, you end up doing nothing. You'll be busy throughout the day, but you do nothing at the end of the day. And nobody pays you for being busy. Everybody pays you for being an achiever, for bringing results. So you want to assign a task to every hour and minute of the day. It keeps your life in order. If you don't plan life, it will put you in its own plan. So don't let the day use you, but rather use and invest it. So you need to really, really understand that without planning, you'll be tormented by the guilt of either not spending enough time or wasting too much of it on a task. So we really want to be careful about it. If you don't plan, there are so many things that want to take your time. Plan prayer and the word, plan your work, plan leisure. So if you want to, there's a time I want to go out and maybe to the beach, there's nothing wrong in it. You want to go for vacation, there's nothing wrong, but just make sure you plan it. If not, you spend your life at leisure and enjoying things while you're supposed to be achieving results. Plan time for family, or else you have none for them. This, I'm still trying to learn this myself. Plan time for your family, else you won't have any time at all for them. Plan exercise. Plan rest and sleep, else you be the one, you always be at stream, be at the stream of one, little or too much of it. And that's what we don't want in life. There's an episode dedicated to this, so we're just rushing it, but we'll definitely dedicate an episode to planning and programming. Then number 10, get in the right company. Associate with those of similar dreams and visions. That is how to be focused. If you want to be a businessman, the best friends you have will not be career people. They will be business people. If you want to be a Christian who is serving God faithfully, then your best friends will be Christians serving God faithfully, not those who are distracting with other things. If you want to serve God by being a pastor, your best friend will not be business people. They will be pastors. Why? Because a businessman will always see business ideas. You definitely turn your church to a business in the long run. And they are different things. So you get in the right company, associate with those of similar dreams and visions. And lastly, engage in consistent spiritual warfare. This cannot be overemphasized. Sometimes the devil tries to waste your time because he knows it is the stuff life is made up of. Without your time, there is no life. So if your time is continually being wasted and being distracted, then you will definitely not achieve your dreams and visions. We must understand that there are unforeseen negative circumstances sent away from the devil to distract us. The only way to win a spiritual battle is to engage in spiritual warfare. Prayer, fasting. For example, somebody, when you want to focus so much on business, that's when the devil brings sickness. So you know that that one is what you can only achieve by prayer and fasting. That is how to win in that aspect. Distractions come mostly from the enemy. As a child of God, you are in the kingdom of God, not in the kingdom of the world. So when these things come your way, yes, you do what you know how to do physically, psychologically, and all that. But you must understand that there's a spiritual battle over your life that needs to be sorted out, that needs to be fixed. And I pray that as we all begin to, you know, work with all these things we've learned today, I pray that focus will be what comes naturally to us in the name of Jesus. And I pray that every distraction in your life or around your life, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus. And lastly today, I have a word for somebody. The Bible says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. What is that word for? It is telling you that no matter how little you think you are in business or in life or in achieving something, maybe in a particular righteousness, you want to achieve a particular feat, a particular thing, and you look at where you are going and see where you are, and the distance is miles apart, and you are not there yet, and you want to give up. God is telling you today that don't give up, because days of small beginnings are days of preparation. It is to prepare you for the great future. And I pray that whatever you lay your hands upon to do from today will surely prosper in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for another time in your presence. And thank you for visiting us. Blessed be your name in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you visit everyone. Father, from today, your word says that the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Let the life of the word enter us. We won't just hear this word as a motivational teaching, but Lord, the life of the word that helps us to be focused will enter into our lives and transform us. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Stay focused in what God has called you to do, and we surely achieve the good success in Jesus' name. Amen.